Good morning, church.
Good morning.
My name is Jeremy Africa, and as the lead pastor of Midland First United Methodist Church, and on behalf of all who are helping to lead worship today, we welcome you. And whether you are in our sanctuary, whether you are joining us online around the corner or halfway around the globe, or whether you're watching on MCTV later in the week, we're grateful for the opportunity to worship with you today. Just want to break in and say what a blessing it is to see you gather as the church. Have a premium seat, feels like a luxury box here, but it is. It's wonderful to see you gather as the church, and whether you're coming in from the Larkin entranceway and passing through the entryway into our sanctuary or coming off of Main Street, what a blessing to see you gathered, to see you smiling, to hear the bit of conversation that's taking place. Maybe you're talking about your team winning a college football game as that has all gone underway, or maybe you're sharing about the week that has passed. But it's wonderful to gather in the name of Jesus Christ, and so we celebrate and worship today that opportunity. As we begin in worship, we do want to highlight a few announcements, a few opportunities to help each other know, love, and share Jesus Christ here at First United Methodist Church. And to start, we're going to have Hillary, our children and youth director, share about our kickoff Sunday coming up next Sunday.
Is it next Sunday?
I believe it is.
Good morning, church. Before we get to kickoff Sunday, I'd just like to make a plea for some help. Youth, looking forward to seeing you for setup for kickoff next Sunday. We'd also like to invite adults in the congregation who have a heart for youth to think about volunteering with our youth this year. I think it's perhaps a bit of a misconception that you have to be young to work with youth. Obviously, I do not have that misconception. The youth don't really care how old you are. They just care that you care. So if you feel a tug on your heart to join us, please let Pastor Bethany or me know. Next week is kickoff Sunday. Wear your team gear and dress for outside fun and fellowship. Looking at the weather, I think we're going to be fine, but just in case, we do have a rain plan and we'll be downstairs. If I had read the following phrase sooner, it might have become the theme for kickoff. Replay, rejoice, repent, reboot. We know how everything works better if we reboot. Please come for the celebration of the best year ever, beginning fall of 2024. I hope you caught the attendance slide. Let's set a new record for attendance at kickoff. See you there.
Thank you, Hillary. That is next Sunday after our worship service, after our 10 a.m. worship service. Looking forward to entering the rhythms and perhaps even the weather of fall. Yes? There we go. Also, speaking of fall, want to remind you that Sunday, September 15th, so two Sundays from now, we will return to our two services on Sunday morning. So we'll have our more traditional worship service at 9 a.m. with our more contemporary worship service at 11 a.m. You'll see further details and future e-blasts on the email or in your bulletins. If you aren't yet receiving those emails, please let the church office know that you'd like those weekly updates, and we'll be sure to include you. Also want to highlight an announcement you'll find on the back of your bulletin today. Announcement highlighting the Midland Area Community Foundation's Neighboring Week. That will take place September 22nd through the 28th. And this is an initiative within our communities to build a sense of belonging across Midland County. Our church will participate in this initiative in part by putting together poppin' in bags. So what are poppin' in bags? We are going to gather microwave popcorn and Halloween-sized candy. So if you're that generous house that distributes full-size candy bars, then donate those. If you do the fun-sized candy bars, perhaps you'll donate some of those to the church as well. And we're going to assemble them into bags, and we'll have a note within the bag that says, "We are popping in to be good neighbors from your neighbors at Midland First UMC." So a chance to share in this community-wide initiative. We'll take some of those bags to the apartments across the street from the BP gas station, the Pathfinders Common Apartments, and we'll also have opportunities for those in worship on the 22nd to grab a bag. No, not for yourself, but for your neighbor. Perhaps a neighbor that you've always been meaning to say hi to. Perhaps it's a neighbor that you're simply grateful to know and to be a part of their lives. We're going to encourage you to take those bags home and drop them off with a neighbor and be neighborly. So opportunities to be involved with this is to donate the microwave popcorn and candy. There's a box in the hallway, the office hallway. I invite you to drop those donations off by Monday, September 9th. And then also we need people to be neighborly, to help distribute those bags to our neighbors at the Pathfinders Common. And so if you have a smile, and I see many of you are able to do that, we'd love to have you come and be a part of that initiative for our church. And so highlight that opportunity as well. Finally, we missed the opportunity to celebrate some milestone anniversaries last week. And so I want to take opportunity to do that today. Roger and Bonnie Mead celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary at the start of August. I don't see Roger and Bonnie this morning. And then Gerald and Nancy Ziozios celebrated their 55th wedding anniversary here at the end of August. So are Gerald and Nancy here? Nancy, congratulations on your anniversary. To you and Gerald celebrating your 55th. So we trust God has filled that path with much grace between you and Gerald and your family. So blessings upon the two of you. Again, if you have a milestone anniversary beyond your 50th that you wish to celebrate, if you'll let the church office know, we'd be happy to include you in our celebrations. So with all of this, I'm going to invite us to stand and to greet one another. And Silas Morgenstern, who will be our bell ringer today, will let us know when it's time for us to gather again back in worship. So let us stand and greet one another.
Please join me for the call to worship. Every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above. Let us humbly accept the word God has planned in our hearts, for it is the power to save our souls. Let us rejoice in this freedom from sin and new life that we have been gifted. Let us worship the triune God, the giver of everything good.
If you would, please stay standing and turn to page 880, or the words will be on the screen. We have the opportunity to affirm our faith by reciting the Nicene Creed together. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
If you're young, come on down. Come on over. Oh, it's so good to see everybody. It's a big day today. No, no, hold them down so people can, okay. So Katie is holding the tub of crayons from the Sunday school room. What do you notice about them? The kids. What? Very colorful. Andrew? Yeah, they're the normal crayon size, short. Are any of them broken yet? Nope. They look pretty brand new. But what will happen by May? They'll break. They might be dull. They might get lost. They might be torn, dirty. But they will still all fit in this red box and help us get our work done all year long. Just like these are all crayons, we are all God's children. James said, you will do all right if you obey the law in the scriptures that commands us to love others as much as we love ourselves. Katie, you want to go put that back on the pew, please? And let us pray. Dear God, please help us to love one another as you have loved us, showing us how every person is adored by you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord, you lead me. The community prayer today is something a little different than we typically do. As you can see, we've got a lot going on up here, and we're going to need some of your help. So the way this is going to work is we're going to lead a chant. And so I will be the chant leader, and then if you could help the kids repeat everything that I do. So don't worry, this will take no practice at all. Just do everything I do. If I mess it up, just do that. Yep, let's do it. Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Hail Jesus, you're my King.
Your life frees me to sing.
Your life frees me to sing.
I will praise you all my days. Perfect in all your ways.
You're perfect in all your ways.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
Hail Jesus, you're my Lord.
I will obey your word.
I will obey your word.
I want to see your kingdom come.
I want to see your kingdom come.
Not my will, but yours be done. Glory, glory to the Lamb.
Glory, glory to the Lamb.
You take me into the land. We will conquer in your name. And proclaim that Jesus reigns. You are. Hail, hail, Lion of Judah. How wonderful you are. And a big thanks to Rob for putting all of this together.
Rob and Hillary and Marilyn and all others, thank you. Thank you for your offering, our community prayer. And thank you for being a church that welcomes the worship of our children. As we continue in worship, we take this time to share in the giving of our tithes and offerings to God. As we share in that time, I invite you to take the friendship pads and let us know of your presence here today, or place a comment in the comment section of the platform that you are viewing our worship and participating in our worship today. And knowing that we are worshiping together helps us to stay connected as a congregation. If you're a guest of the church, if this is one of your first few times worshiping here, we invite you to sit back and to be mindful of the blessings God is pouring in your lives. At this time, the friends and members of the church, we take this time to financially support the ongoing mission and ministries of the church, and so I thank you for that ongoing support. However we give and however we worship, let us continue to delight in giving back to our God. May our ushers please come forward.
Thank you.
Almighty God, all that we do in this time of worship, we offer up to you, including these tithes and these offerings, and we ask your blessings upon it all, O Lord, for as the children has led us in prayer, that your kingdom come and your will be done. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Standing as we sing.
Please be seated. I invite you to open your Bibles today, or your Bible app on your phone or tablet, to our scripture reading for today. Our scripture reading comes from James chapter 1, verses 17 through 27. If you wish to read along in the Pew Bible, you will find this on page 215 of the New Testament. Today I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us His true word, and we, out of all creation, became His prized possession. Understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to get angry. Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives and humbly accept the word God has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls. But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you are only fooling yourselves. For if you listen to the word and don't obey, it is like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, walk away, and forget what you look like. But if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. If you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, You are fooling yourself, and your religion is worthless. Pure and genuine religion in the sight of God the Father means caring for orphans and widows in their distress and refusing to let the world corrupt you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. The alarm you set the night before goes off. Or perhaps you're a morning person, an early riser, and no alarm is necessary. You sit up in bed, draw down the blankets, and eventually you swing your feet over the sides of your bed. The question is, what do you do next? What do you do next? Regardless of how we choose to start our day, there are the basic building blocks that we all share to getting going. Pouring a cup of coffee, or tea, or orange juice, milk, or maybe a simple glass of water. An initial scroll through the morning news or social media. Perhaps even better if you're a morning person, a morning devotion, or a quiet time of journaling and of prayer. And for breakfast, which some say is the most important meal of the day, will that be a piece of toast, bagel, English muffin, cereal, or my favorite, oatmeal? I just lost some of you, didn't I? There are so many choices, and yet we all share the same building blocks to getting going. But oh yes, there's one more that I failed to mention. One that I'm certain we all share. Care to guess? Any guesses? How about that initial glance in the mirror? All right, let's get honest. For some of us, this isn't our best look. I know this is the case for me. I am far from looking my Sunday best first thing in the morning. Typically going from the top down, my hair is out of place. Okay, not really, but I've had other hairstyles. Moving on, my face in particular, my skin, a bit oily in some places, in bad need of moisturizer in others. And even now into my 50s, needing a dab or two of cream to treat my blemishes or my acne. I thought that ended in middle school. Speaking of my 50s, something new that I've had to be vigilant of is rogue hairs. Rogue hairs. I'm talking about the hairs that appear on the top of my ears. Or occasionally that one rogue hair in my eyebrow that overnight has grown an inch longer than all the rest. I never saw such a day coming, for better or worse. And so for me, in glancing at myself in the mirror first thing in the morning, I am far from looking my Sunday best. So I do something about it. I comb my hair. I really do. It's good for the scalp. I wash my face. And occasionally I'll take a razor to the rogue hair embedded in one of my eyebrows. After all, why would I take a glance in the mirror, see my disheveled self, and walk away forgetting what I look like? This is the same question we're compelled to consider in James chapter 1. Some believe the author of this letter, which now makes up this book in the New Testament, is none other than James, the brother of Jesus. Yet keep in mind, not everyone agrees on this point. Either way, this letter reads like a sermon or even a collection of sermons. And it focuses on providing day-to-day or practical wisdom for believers. How believers ought to live their lives in the world. How we ought to live our lives in doing life together as a church. In fact, this is what we encounter in the verses we're looking at this morning. So if we turn to James chapter 1, verse 22, James says, "But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves." So what are we to be as followers of Jesus Christ? We are to be doers of the word. And not what? Merely hearers who deceive themselves. In other words, God intends for his word to show up in our lives. God intends for his word to be lived out in our lives. God intends for his word to not only inform us to land here, but to transform us, to be planted in and grow from here. James points to this difference between those who are doers and those who are merely hearers of God's words by giving us an analogy of those who look in a mirror. According to James, hearers are like those who look into a mirror, and in seeing themselves, they walk away seemingly forgetting what they have seen. They do nothing in response to the reflection in their mirror. They do nothing to seeing where their lives are reflected in God's word. Perhaps they fail to comb their hair, wash their face, or trim that rogue hair. But doers, on the other hand, they look in the mirror. They read God's word. And in seeing what they see, they attend to what needs tending. And so with the help of God's grace and with the help of this Holy Spirit, doers of God's word recognize what's out of place. Doers of God's word recognize what ought to be different, what needs changing. And with God's help, doers of God's word change. In both instances, the mirror being held for those who look into it is God's word. But for the hearer and the doer, they recognize themselves in God's word. Both see how their lives align or are in misalignment with what God intends. The difference is, one does something about it, and the other does not. Now, it's important for us to understand that what we're not talking about here, what we are not talking about here, is whether God loves us or whether God owes us our salvation for our good works. Both these points have been settled long ago. First of all, God loved us while we were yet sinners. This proves God's love for us. Does that sound familiar to you? Indeed, as we prepare ourselves to receive the gift of Holy Communion. God loved us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love for us. It's been said that God loves us no matter what, and that there is nothing that you or I can do about it. In other words, there's nothing that you or I can do to alter the fact that God loves us. So all this has nothing to do with whether we are loved, with whether or not God loves us. Secondly, there's nothing we can do wherein God ends up owing us. Growing up, my pastor used to say something to the effect, God's shovel is always bigger than ours. In other words, we cannot outgive God. Our salvation will always be a gift from God. It is not earned, but instead received. So let's understand that being a doer versus being a hearer has nothing to do with whether God loves us. And it has nothing to do with whether or not we have earned or are earning our salvation. Instead, all of this has to do with whether we grab hold of the best that God offers us, especially in this life. It's much like when Moses said to God's people, in laying out God's commandments at the end of Deuteronomy and the end of his life, Moses said, "Now listen. Today I'm giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this," Moses says, "if you do this," or as James is putting it, "if you are doers and not just hearers, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are about to enter and occupy." Moses is also saying, don't just hear, but also do. James is saying the same. His message is the same where it comes to the Word of God. Don't just hear, but also do. Or as James puts it, don't just listen to God's Word. You must do what it says. And so perhaps with our daily morning glance in the mirror this week, we might consider, how often am I looking in the mirror of God's Word? How often am I reading my Bible? It's not saying that we all have to be biblical scholars, or that we all need a complete set of commentaries to understand. But it is to ask ourselves, how often am I in God's Word? And when reading God's Word, we might ask, what's in place? What is aligned with God's grace and God's best offering? And indeed, what is out of place? What is misaligned in my life? This one wrong or hurt that I'm holding on to. This one seed of anger. Perhaps it's a struggle. Even an addiction. Perhaps it's needing to reconcile yourself with a family member or another church member. What's aligned and what is misaligned with God's word? And finally, what will I do about it with God's help? What will I do about it? Because it's one thing to hear, another thing to do. Towards the end of this passage, James gives us this encouragement. If you look carefully into the mirror, or if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. May we choose to receive the very best that God intends for us in this life and in the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Friends, today we celebrate the sacrament of Holy Communion. And in some ways, it's wonderful for us to do so today. For Holy Communion is a wonderful mirror to look into and to be reminded that we are loved by God. And when we commune with one another and when we commune with the saints of the church, and when we commune with our loving God, sometimes in drawing near, we're reminded of how we have fallen short, of how we have strayed the path, or how we have lived merely as hearers and not doers. But in sharing this meal that our Savior has given us, we are reminded that we are forgiven. And we continue the path of being doers. And so, friends, today I invite you, if you wish, to turn to page 12 in your hymnals, or your portion of our liturgy or readings and prayers will also be on the screen before you. I want to remind you that as a United Methodist Church, we celebrate an open table. And so all who are open to receiving God's love, God's grace, God's forgiveness, are open to sharing in the sacrament of Holy Communion. You need not be a member of this church or any other church to share in communion today. We'll serve communion through the serving of the bread and juice up front. There are bowls on the plates with the gluten-free bread that has been set aside, and so if you are needing the gluten-free bread, know that that is on the bowls within the plates. After our liturgy, after our prayers and time of preparation, we invite you to come forward through the center aisles to receive the elements and then to return to your pews using our side aisles this day. So at this time, I invite us now to prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, open our spirits to receiving God's love. It is Christ our Lord who invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us take these next few moments of silence to confess our sins silently to our loving God. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right
and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, 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 holy Lord, God of power and might,
heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we proclaim the mystery of faith,
Christ has died,
Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Let us join in the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. At this time, I'll invite forward those who are helping to serve communion this morning. Come and receive the nourishment we all need to be doers of God's word.
Till he comes. Jesus crucified. In this blood there is healing. In this cup there's life forever. In this moment, by the Spirit, Christ is with us here. Bread, here is wine. Christ is with us, He is with us. Break the bread, taste the wine. Christ is with us here. Grace, here is peace. Christ is with us, He is with us. Know His grace, find His peace. Feast on Jesus here. In this bride, Christ is with us here.
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that you meet us at this table. We thank you that you meet us where we are. And indeed, O Lord, with the love and grace that we have received here, help us to live among one another. Help us to live among our community and in this world as doers of your good word. We pray this together with thankful hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us stand for our closing hymn. On the way to church this morning, I did what I often do, and I thought through the sermon, and thought occurred to me how with relative ease it will be to preach this sermon. After all the preparation had been done and I have my manuscript, I can be a hearer of God's word. And then I thought about the week that passed. And was I doer? Was I a doer when I crossed paths with Molly, who I don't know, who is a pharmacist at Meijer, and thanked her? Was I a doer with the staff this week in our interactions and all the work that we have to done as we get ready for kickoff? Was I a doer at home? When the week has gotten busy and my son needs 5 minutes that I don't have, or mom and dad need the 20 minutes I don't have for a phone call, was I a doer? Thanks be to God that God's word reveals the very best God has for us and gives us what we need to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers. So let us go and do. Amen? Amen. Amen.